Welcome into another special episode here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast as we celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day. I'm Jessica Cootie and delighted to welcome in a two sports star here at the University of Nebraska, Kennedy Williams. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we're in the middle of one sport right now, in the heat of that, and another sport is about to start. How is it going right now, I guess, for you, now that you're a year into this? How have you felt like you're balancing everything?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. Last year was a little different just with my injury and redshirting for basketball. It was kind of a little bit easier to ease into the two-sport athlete thing, and this year it's been a little bit harder because I've been healthy to do both sports. So I have been, like, kind of focused in on basketball right now. We're in, like, the heat of our season where it's, like, game. So I think and the softball coaches have been really good about, you know what, just focus on that. If you have time for us, like, you can get in, we can hit. And then whenever basketball's done, I'll be right over to softball.
Wow. Well, before we talk more softball, let's start with basketball because, of course, that's the season that we're in, as you mentioned. And you redshirted last year. And coach's kid, you know a lot about the program, all of that, but what did you learn just sitting out and getting the perspective of kind of watching that first season here as a part of this team?
Mm-hmm. I think, one, it really helped with the plays, just knowing the plays. I think we run, like, a lot of stuff and just kind of having, like, seen it first, and I think that really helped with, like, just remembering it this year and then just being able to run it and kind of know what we're looking for within those plays. And then also, like, I remember just being on the bench last year, just being so eager, like, oh, I really just want to play in front of Husker Nation, just get on the floor with my teammates. And this year, like, I've just kind of gone with, like, I'm not going to take any game, any practice for granted, and just kind of lay it all out there on the floor.
Yeah, so what has it been like this first season, being able to have a role and play in this gym, in this arena where you grew up watching for so long? I mean, was it... Those first few games, did you have to really kind of, like, take it all in?
Yeah, I told all my teammates, like, the first game, guys, I'm going to be crying, but it's happy tears, like, nothing to worry about. I just, I've dreamed about this moment for a really long time, and I've seen a lot of people wear the Husker uniform, and I've kind of, like, waited for my turn, so, I'm really going to take advantage of that.
So then what were you looking to bring to your role? Because we've seen you play some really big minutes, some important minutes when, you know, as you get into your first season here, actually getting to play and you know, provide that kind of spark off the bench. What were you trying to provide in your role?
I think I started with just, like, I want to be the energy, like, on our team. When I come in, I want there to be a spark. I want us to be like, okay, like, Kennedy's here. Like, we have, like, our defensive motor kind of, and just someone who's going to pressure the crap out of the ball and make the ball handlers uncomfortable. And I've kind of embraced that role. And yeah.
I was going to ask you about that because you could tell you take a lot of pride, right, in what you do defensively.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's always been kind of you, right? And mm-hmm. how you're wired.
Yes. I think in AAU and in high school, like, I was always put on the other team's best player. So I kind of, like, whenever I'm get scored on, I take that personally. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to lose my matchup, especially on the defensive side.
Have you found that, you know, at this level, have you had to do anything differently to continue to grow that part of it, or film study, or are you doing anything to continue to expand on that?
Yeah, I think one of the hardest, like, things for me, at least right now, is making a play on the ball before they try and go up in their shooting motion, because usually when people are shooting, they can just shoot over me. So I think just kind of working on that. And then, just some extra film, just watching, like, the ball handlers, what they like to do, their favorite move, whether it's, like, behind the back or just that crossover.
How has it been playing with Brett Prince again? You guys played a lot of ball together, right?
Yes. Yeah, we've played together for quite some time. I think there's a trend going around that's, like, throwback to 2016, and there's, like, a picture of us when we came to a Husker camp here. And it's awesome just to see how she's grown since we've been, I don't even know, like 10 or 11 years old. And yeah, we've grown pretty close too.
You know, Matt Coatney, who calls the games for us here on the Huskers Radio Network, has brought you up a lot in that when you come in, allow Britt and allows Britt to play off the ball, that he could tell that there's a different comfort level there. Do you feel that too, kind of just playing with her, that you guys know each other so well that maybe you can alleviate some of the point guard duties and let her kind of go score? I mean, what is that like when you're in there together with her?
Yeah, I think we both have, like, we've played together a lot. We know how to kind of play off of each other. She can bring up the ball. I can bring up the ball. It kind of, like, alleviates a little bit of pressure off of both of us. And then even on the defensive side, like, when we start the game, she kind of has to pirate, pick up their point guards. But then when I come in, she kind of can play, like, halfback and not have to pressure as much. And so she can kind of get a little bit more energy to score on offense and everything. So, yeah.
I want to go back to just the defense part of it. And, I mean, you brought up if you're not doing things right, people could score over you, whatever it might be. For and I always like to use this podcast to speak also to the younger generation. So if there's you know, a young athlete that might be told, hey, you're too small. I mean, you've kind of found other ways that you can work around that, right?
Yes. I think using, like, your height, if you're short, like, you can use that to your advantage. Just like if you were tall, you can use that to your advantage. And usually, like, when you're short, like, you have to find, I don't know, some, like, sneakier ways to try and, like, use that to your advantage, whether, like, when you're in the post, like, digging out the ball or something, or just making people really uncomfortable, you can take pride in that.
Have you, look, you talked about it, this is a dream your whole life. What has it been like realizing that, hey, my game does translate, that it's not just, you know, I mean, because I know we've talked a lot about it with Sam Hoiberg, and it was a process for him to get to the point, but being, like, you know, the coach's kid and then realizing, oh, I can contribute. What has that process been like for you?
Yeah, I think when I, like, first started this year, I didn't really have any expectations with, like, my playing time or whatever. I was just going to be, like, I was just going to work hard. And if that, like, translated to playing time, then I was going to not complain about that. But, yeah, I think it's been fun to see just how my personal growth has been just from last year when I was just doing workouts in a brace and kind of just, like, when we were in our workouts, they're like, these are the shots that you're going to get in our games. And I think that helped a lot with my confidence just with this year being on the floor.
Okay, so let's talk about now how you've managed both sports. You've always been a multi-sport player, athlete, but how did it compare when you got here in the first year, you know, because when we first talked to you going into it, there was kind of a game plan, but you were also, again, coming off the injury. Mm-hmm. So then how did it compare to what you maybe thought it might be to what it actually is?
Yeah, I think in high school, I was a multi-sport athlete and it was kind of like go, go, go. But here when we started softball, like, and we were having like 3 to 4 hour long practices, I was not used to that. And then, like, after we would have practice, it was like we would go to weights, like, right away, or we would have early weights and then practice later. And I think, like, when I was in high school, we maybe had, like, a 2 hour practice max. And also another thing that I think college athletics has, like, shown me is, like, film is, mm-hmm. like, pretty important. And in high school, like, I don't think for softball, I didn't watch film at all. And it's been, like, pretty important piece here at Nebraska.
How was it being a part of last year's team going to the Super Regional? I mean, you were the number one base runner. It's funny, we were talking to Ron Revelle recently, and they're even in practices, they're saying if someone gets a hit, hey, all right, and Kennedy's coming in to run for me right now, you know? Yeah. But you took on that role, and you were that person that was, you know, gonna try to score every time that you were on the bases. But what was it like just being a part of that team and going to the Super Regional and just the run that this softball team went on last year?
Yeah, it was super special. I think growing up as a, like, young softball athlete, like, you always are watching the College World Series. There's a tournament, like, for younger athletes that goes on there. And I was just being one game away from being there. It was hard, the loss, but I think it also, looking back now, like, it was just super special being able to play on that stage and just get that close to being there. And I think we're working really hard to try and get to that next stage, which is the World Series this year.
How much you felt like your softball game grew? Because that was another thing that Rhonda Revelle talked about, being that you played all three sports. You didn't necessarily always get to just play, like, you know, because if you were playing AAU ball, you're going up against the best. But in softball, you didn't always have the chance to play club ball. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like your softball game grew just in the last year?
Yeah, I think there was a lot to learn, like, when I got here for softball. I hadn't always faced, like, the most, like, challenging pitchers. And so just coming here and facing, like, our spin ball machine was, I was like, whoa. It took me a while to kind of adjust to that and just even adjust to, like, seeing a real, like, drop ball and having to kind of change, like, how your hands are maybe. And, yeah, I think there was definitely a lot to learn when I got here. But, you know, we got there. I had a lot of time spent, like, in the cages, so.
What is it like, because especially on the Nebraska, on the softball roster, really both teams, but on the softball roster, too, almost half the teams from the state of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. How is that? How does that feel being a part of that when so many young girls grew up and now you guys are kind of joining forces together, mm-hmm. wearing the N?
Yeah, I think it shows, one, how, like, good the competition is for softball in Nebraska, and two, how just how, like, everyone wants to put that N on and wear that Nebraska across their chest. And, you know, it's really special just being a hometown kid, like a home state kid. Like, I think it just means a little bit more when you put on that Husker N.
So then how do you go about, you know, especially for two sports, managing what your goals are, right? And what you want to provide for each team? Is it, do you keep them separate? Do you look at things together? I mean, how do you go about managing what you need to be and what your role needs to be for each program?
Yeah, I think I try and keep it pretty much the same. Like, I want to be the energy on the basketball court, on the defensive side. I want to be the energy in the dugout, running the bases, just creating that energy for our team, wherever it's needed on, like, our softball team and our basketball team.
How about going into a season two and, you know, again, the more you get into it, the more I'm sure you'll feel it, but kind of the expectations that are coming along with the softball team, how is that for this team, knowing, hey, what we did last year and wanting to build off of that? Well, you're one game away from the Women's College World Series, so mm-hmm. how do you guys manage kind of those expectations when they're pretty lofty expectations?
Yeah, I think we can really use that as fuel for this year, just seeing the expectations, kind of like trying to tune out the outside noise and just focus in on, like, what we want to do, how, like, we're going to play these games. And I think last year, just being one game away, that will really, like, fuel us for this year. Like, we don't want to feel that again.
What did you learn from being a teammate of Jordy Ball, now Jordy Fromm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's awesome. She's just a competitor. She's a leader. She always is the first one to speak up, like, in a huddle if we're having a good practice, bad practice. I think everyone kind of looks up to her, and, you know, she takes on that role, and she just does awesome.
Mm, that's cool. Okay, so what are the differences? What have you learned from each head coach?
Ooh.
I mean, you knew them both so well, right? And so now that you're, like, on the roster, what are some of the biggest things you've learned from both Amy and Rhonda, your mom and Rhonda?
Yeah, they're both intense coaches, like, very, very passionate, and I like that about both of them. I think I've seen both of them, like, they both can get pretty heated, like, in the moment, and then after, they both are, like, very accountable with themselves, and I think that allows, like, our teams to feel like we can hold each other accountable while also, like, holding ourselves accountable just like they do.
That's great. Okay, so I think people probably wonder, how do you do both? How do you do it? What does your day look like? What does your schedule look like? And I'm sure it's different, right, from month to month.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are certain months that you can give more to the other. But
yes.
Really, I mean, basketball's pretty much in season year-round, right? And softball you can hit pretty much year-round. But how do you balance making sure that you're getting the work in for both?
Yes. Okay, so last year when we were in softball season, I would maybe have a basketball workout in the morning, either right before class, right after class, and then we would go to softball practice, usually starting at, like, 2. And then we would, depending on the day, we would maybe have weights right after that, and then we would all go to training table and eat dinner. Right now, I would say, like, Tuesday is my busiest day, and I have class in the morning. Then we would go to film, maybe, before practice for basketball, and then we would have we would go to dinner after. But I think now I'll probably be able to find some more opportunities to hit now that softball is like in their like preseason and just about to get started. So
do you still, are you still just loving both? I mean, is there ever a time where you're like, I don't know if I can do both?
Yeah, I think people ask all the time, oh, which one do you like better? I'm always like, whichever is in season. Yeah. So, yeah, right now it would be basketball, but you ask me in a couple months and I'll be like, oh, softball is my favorite.
But during the grind of all of it, especially when there are no games, there's mm-hmm. no, you still are loving both and love being able to juggle both.
Yes, I think my teammates make it like so much easier just being around the basketball girls. Like they're all like so happy whenever like I can make it, because last year I kind of missed a lot of basketball, and now the softball girls are kind of feeling that too. They're like, oh, we miss you, Kennedy. I'm like, I miss being at practice every day too. So
we joked with your mom last year throughout softball season, because you were actually able to play there, mm-hmm. and how nervous she was at times.
Oh, yeah. I've heard from my dad, like, he's like, I don't know how it's possible, but I think she gets more nervous during your games than her own games. So.
What's it like, though, you know, again, having your parents support you in a sport that they're not coaching you?
Yeah, I think it's been, honestly, I kind of like it how, like, in basketball, they're, like, pretty hard on me. Like, and they'll be hard on me in softball, too, if I'm not, like who I am, like, bringing the energy, just playing hard. But just seeing them being able to just support me and my mom just be a mom in the stands is really awesome. Sometimes I tell her, like, I just really wish that you could just, like, be, like, a mom for, like, the basketball team and just, like, go hang out before the games like they do. But, yeah, she doesn't really get that luxury. But for softball, she does.
Okay, so listen, immediately when the news came out that flag football mm-hmm. was being added here as another sport, I immediately thought of you. I feel like of all the athletes here, you could probably pull off playing the third sport, because, I mean, you've done it your whole life.
Yeah.
Any interest in taking up and maybe adding a third sport to your repertoire?
I think I'm not sure my schedule would allow that, but I have played flag football like many years ago, and I always was like asking my parents, can I please play football? And my mom was like, no, like you are not going to put on the pads, get hit by all the boys and stuff. And I really thought that I could do that. So, you know, seeing that flag football got added is awesome and a new sport just here at Nebraska, and I'll be out supporting them whenever I can.
How great a young girl now that has that dream that you had mm-hmm. now is going to be able to do that. How special is that? How cool is that?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think if I was a little girl and I've seen, oh my gosh, they're adding flag football, I think that's just a new opportunity for, you know, a young athletic girl to just show off what she can do and on the football field. So
you have a perspective now of two programs. What has it meant to you, just the support, both, you know, within the athletics department, but the fan base, that women's sports are so supported and so loved here at Nebraska?
Yeah. I mean, Husker Nation is awesome. We had our Fan Fest day the other day for softball, and we had a basketball game at 1 o'clock that day, and so many people were coming through, like, we were just at your basketball game earlier, and now they were here supporting the softball team. So yeah, I think Husker fans will show out a lot for their women's sports.
That's amazing. Okay, so, you know, again, because of National Girls and Women in Sports Day, I'm asking everybody who were your inspirations, who were your favorite female athletes growing up. I'm sure yours is multiple sports.
Yes. So Maya Moore for basketball, oh my gosh, always my favorite. I just loved her game. I loved watching her in the WNBA and when she played for the Lynx. We went to one of her games, and I loved that. Russell Westbrook, he has been my favorite athlete probably since he's been at the Thunder. Like, I was a huge Thunder fan. I loved
love
him.
That. Yes. Come on, let's go. I'm yes. a Thunder fan, too.
Yes, and, yeah, I just love watching him.
Okay, so what about other female athletes that were inspired you?
I would say, honestly, a lot of my mom's players, and even my mom just watching how she's coached, like, on the sideline, and just how she's empowered young women in sports, I think goes a long way. But I would say one of her favorite players, most recently, Jazz Shelley. Mm-hmm. She was one of my favorites. She would come and speak to our Southwest team in high school all the time, and I just loved how she would talk about her routine and what she would do, like, kind of outside of practice to help, like, better her game. So, yeah, she was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love Jazz Shelley around here. Mm-hmm. Okay, last thing, just what advice would you give a young athlete that wants to pursue multiple sports?
I would say just don't be afraid to take risks. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you're short, that doesn't limit you to, you know, only specific sports. Like, you can do whatever you want. And I think when you're young, like, don't be limited to just one sport either. Like, I was a multi-sport athlete all the way up until now. And I will probably be until I can't anymore. So.
You going to coach both too?
I don't know about that, but.
Well, great stuff. Thank you so much for your time. It's been fun watching you. And best of luck as you finish the basketball season and move into your softball season.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Again, Kennedy Williams of Nebraska Softball and Basketball here with us on this special episode of our National Girls and Women's Sports Day celebration presented by Emeritus. Emeritus is proud to power this podcast and all of Husker Women's Sports.